This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Traveling into another hour here on the DJV program. D is for Doug.
J is for Jennifer.
V is for Victoria. Well, Jennifer's not here, and Victoria Keelan's not here, but Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company, along with Rich McFadden, who's gracing us with his presence, and Kara Schillen's at the controls in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how good your night was. When you settled down last night, did you turn on the television? Excuse me, or more commonly these days, did you open your digital device? Or did you read a book? What did you do last night, Rich, when you went to sleep?
Last night, after I got the kids all wrangled from all their stuff, dinner and everything, I sat down on the couch with my guitar.
Yeah.
And I practiced my pentatonic scales.
Good for you.
A couple of songs while I watched the football game.
And did that relax you so that when you got into bed, you went right to sleep?
It does. Yeah, it's good. I try to pick it up for a couple of minutes a day and just kind of do my thing.
I'm just doing a survey. We all do different things. People complain sometimes about their ability to go to sleep. And I'm going through this thing that we have here discussion-wise because I think a lot of people, they sabotage their own sleep by what they do before they go to sleep. Victoria, what's your routine like before you go to bed?
Okay, so I usually do some spiritual reading, and then I kind of sabotage it because I go on my BuzzFeed app and read some of the shopping things, like 27 things under $10 that are the best thing you can get on Amazon.
Really?
And then I do some BuzzFeed quizzes.
Really?
That are geared to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Generation Z.
All right. That's exactly what I do.
I do half of what you do. I do not do the latter half. However, I do the first half, some spiritual reading before I go to sleep, puts my subconscious right into place. For me, if I'm still awake after I go to bed 3-4 minutes, that's a lot. Usually, take a quick read. Gonzo. What about you, Kara?
Typically, I'll go to the gym, come home, make dinner, take a shower, maybe read for a bit. Don't ask me about last night, though, when I stayed up until 10:30 doing stuff for the show, took a shower, went to sleep very stressed. Last night was not good sleep.
But you did a fabulous job. It's fine. You did a great job. We're all set. I ask these questions always because I think it puts everything into perspective. When you have enough sleep, and this is not about MyPillow necessarily, although I could see myself starting a MyPillow commercial this way, but you really feel better. Don't you, when you get up in the morning, if you've had enough sleep, you have that feeling of being productive. And then, you know, if this certainly a way for you to catch up on all of these things, even Victoria looking for what she can get for under $10 on whatever that app is, you can do that during the day. You can do it while you're on the radio. There are other things that are going on. Anyway, it's just a thought about how well you can sleep. Here's the story from Oakland today. The police department is asking new officer candidates to disclose whether they have ever been sexually assaulted. I thought this would be good, Richie, because you can maybe compare and contrast your brother's police officer in D.C., so I wonder what he would think about this. The police in the 10 most populous cities in California, when you look around, the police were asked by the person that wrote this article in the Chronicle, is there screening going on for sexual assault victims? So the question is, other than it being odd and probably problematic, is it legal?
But why would you ask that question?
This is a poll or an active search?
No, this
victims.
Is on your application to become a police officer.
Oh,
the
wow.
Oakland Police Department asks the potential officer to disclose whether or not they've ever been sexually assaulted.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I would have thought so.
It seems
odd, but I'm assuming they're asking because people may or may not deal with approached sexual assault survivors differently. Like, I was in the student judiciary when I was in college, and we had to take a specific training before dealing with sexual assault cases. Otherwise, we weren't allowed to work on them. So I'm assuming that if you are a victim of sexual assault, they might want you to go undergo a certain training, or they might not put you on those cases because it might be traumatic and you might not be able to deal with it.
So do they also ask you whether you've been in the presence of a bank robbery?
But that's the thing, is that so many different things
can be traumatic. Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You're right.
All right. While we're in the San Francisco area, this is enough to make my blood boil. The judge in that case, remember, I think this was a month or so ago, the lawsuit against Monsanto. The fellow had developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Richie, and this is because he was spraying Roundup weed killer around. This is a fellow that was, I think he worked for the state, as a matter of fact. So he and his family sued Monsanto. The jury gave him $250 million.
Right.
The judge has whittled that down to $40 million. Dwayne Johnson will get a total of $78 million instead of the $250 million because they cut the compensatory down. They left the other part of it, but $78 million, is that enough?
Well, I mean, for him, sure it is, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't hurt Monsanto. That's $78 million, it's nothing.
Right.
$250 million, that stings.
Right. Yeah.
It would have said something to them, but now it's just like, okay, let's pay it and move on.
Exactly. It's just pay it and move on. And the thing is, Monsanto is facing other lawsuits.
Yeah, good
and
for them.
So that was part of the aim, is to punish them and to, you know, get them on notice that there's more coming. So what this plaintiff is facing is either you either suck it up and accept it, which of course that's a lot of money, but the point is the punitive damages is you suck it up, or you face a new trial and you have to go through all this again, which of course as an individual going up against this mega agribusiness, how are you going to do that?
Bayer bought out Monsanto, so it's really the Bayer company that runs it, a European company that was responsible in its original form making the gas for the gas chambers in Germany.
Once you see all of the commercials on TV for Do We Screw Them and How, saying if you've been affected, if you've had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us because we're your lawyers. Those commercials are all over TV right now.
Yep.
And so Bayer can't be too happy to see that. And it makes you wonder, Doug, conspiracy theory, whether Bayer, as a huge advertiser of lawn products and medicines, pharmaceuticals, whether they will go to the TV stations or wherever the advertising is and say, we're pulling all of our money if you accept these advertisements.
Yeah.
But they may do that. I mean, I would say that's definitely a possibility that they're going to do that. They are very, very active. They are very, very aggressive. I mean, one of the really scary things is some of this this spray fertilizer that is spraying over other farmers' crops and killing their crops in different states, and farmers being able to do nothing about it. This is very frightening.
Well, it's part of this overwhelming reach of, this is a nerve with me because of my being a family farmer and seeing the stuff. I don't use any of this, never have, and won't allow it on my farm or on any of the land that I use. I use about 800 acres of land here and there, central Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts. I won't use these things because not only do they affect humans, but they affect the soil. It kills all of the stuff in the soil. And one of the things, this is how horrendous Roundup is. It kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds in the weeds, so that when it is dead and the seeds go into the ground, it grows four times as many weeds to regrow because Roundup doesn't kill the seeds, it just kills the plant. How do you like that for being insidious? This guy Johnson, who got his name, Dwayne Johnson, had rashes and welts and lesions. had a very aggressive form of this cancer diagnosed in 2014. That's when they initiated the lawsuit. He won't live another year or so, according to doctors. He has until December 7th to decide if he'll accept the $78.5 million. I guess maybe you take it and move on. But anyway, just these guys are bad guys. That's it. The bottom line is they're just bad guys. And they're in cahoots. They give millions of dollars in campaign contributions to these scumbuckets that are running and take their money. Millions to influence elections. 17 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who are on the West Coast, you may feel a little bit of the impact of Hurricane Willa, which is brewing in the on the west side of Mexico, Category 4, maybe up to a 5 storm. It has strengthened, very strong winds, 160-mile-an-hour winds, and it's pretty unusual for hurricanes to develop, but this is a La Nina, or is it El Nino? Damn, I can't remember. The warm Pacific Ocean and what it impacts, the weather in the east and the northeast will be warmer this year because of it. About the same amount of snow, but not as bad. But it all develops in this area where this hurricane is right now. And the water is warm, so it's really feeding this thing. There's going to be a mess in southwest Mexico along the coast there. Bad, bad, bad stuff. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Huh?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
She doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let a thing lose.
Point to point here on the DJV program with Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Drake, who has officially broken the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in 1 year. Actually, he passed the Beatles' 1964 record. Shows you how things have changed, Victoria and Rich. This guy wouldn't go across the street to listen to him. They might buy his stuff, but I'm not the person that's buying.
That's right.
Apparently, he's a Latin. What is this?
Well, no,
he's trying to replicate Bad Bunny's
Bad Bunny, who is a Latin rapper, has a song, and Drake is a feature on it, and that feature is what put him at number 12, having 12 top 10 songs.
Okay, got it. Bad Bunny.
Glad we got that straightened out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was important, that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Bad Bunny is going to become Doug's new favorite artist.
Yes.
Bottom line from this story, we're all old and we don't know what everybody's talking about.
Musically. Right, I try to keep myself up on this stuff. But
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, I think I almost have given up. So I turn to Kara most of the time when these things come up because... it's not something that's in, as they say, my wheelhouse.
I find myself never wanting to be the parent that goes, your music of today stinks. Or
I know, that's what our parents told us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just,
my mother used to get horrified when I showed an interest in Elvis Presley. She said, you will never wear a leather jacket. You will never slick your hair back. You will never sound like Elvis Presley. Hard, she couldn't even, she had a hard time even saying his name. She was so disgusted with him. 1956.
She looked at her and said, "Fuck her, much, Mama."
Yeah, right. I was 10 years old then. Okay, so anyway, that's the story with Drake. Thank you very much. What else do we have here that applies to any? I see Rihanna someplace in here. What's her connection to Drake?
Oh, well, yeah. I guess, well, they've done a lot of songs together, but I think Drake's other record this year was...
Eating Rihanna?
Yeah, I guess he has the most songs among solo males, and Rihanna whatever. Rihanna also has 31
Listen to
hits.
The influence of this culture, though, on the culture. Am I sounding like some old fogey? The
yes,
culture.
You're
what is
sounding
this?
Fogey-ish.
Well, but listen to the lyric line. What does that have? Is that like you're 16, you're beautiful in your mind? Is that was the corruption?
You're 16,
or young girl.
In your mind. It's not that friendly.
No, but what about Young Girl, the song by, who did Young Girl? Young Girl, you're Gary Puckett, the Union Gap.
Well, if you're trying to not sound like an old fogey, then you're not doing a great job.
Okay, let's move on to Tom Petty then, shall we, musically?
Let's.
Tom Petty's family and friends, among the hundreds in attendance at a ceremony to rename a Gainesville, Florida park after Mr. Petty. Ceremony took place on what would have been his 68th birthday, one of a number of Petty events this past weekend in the area where his life, his early life, was focused, Gainesville, sort of north central Florida. His daughter, Adria Petty, am I pronouncing it right, Kara? Is Adria?
Adria, sounds good enough to me.
Sure.
Brother Bruce spoke to the crowd
sure
at the
says
park.
Sure, like he knows what he's talking about.
Right,
that was
the
most implausible sure I heard in my life.
Exactly.
Very good.
Great, Richard.
Anyway, they talked about the new song Gainesville, which was part of the American Treasure Box set that is coming. I think a lot of people are paying a lot of attention to Tom Petty. Gainesville is an interesting city. I've been on the radio there for a long time. It's an interesting cross between North and South, let's put it that way. Petty was, how would you describe him, a northerner or a southerner?
He's a southerner.
Very southern.
Yeah.
28 after the hour on the DJV show.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Erdogan of Turkey says Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died as a result of a premeditated murder at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he still wants to get all the evidence before taking the next step, adding that the Middle East can be dangerous.
You take a look, it's a rough part of the world. It's a nasty place. It's a nasty part of the world. But if what happened happened, and if the facts check out, it's something that's very bad. At the same time, they have been a very good ally of ours.
Hurricane Wilma is aiming for Mexico's west central coast The hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of nearly 120 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
About 34 after on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horan back, I think, later this week, as will be Victoria. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company, a lady I've had a lot of different experiences with over the years in the radio world. She has established credentials that are second to none. Well thought of and a good thinker. How's that for a good description? You want to write that down, Victoria?
I'm writing that down. I'm putting it on a website right now.
Updating her resume.
Yeah, it's going in right. Twitter or somewhere.
Stefan says, yes, okay. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's been with me through the various incarnations of this program over the past 25 years. He is here with his expertise, his thoughts. Kara Schillen at the controls. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, going to do a few people in the news. Mitch McConnell on the top of that list. This is becoming ridiculous. I'm not a fan. I don't have to be a fan to acknowledge people and their humanity. So there's a picture of him floating around in a sweater, casual look, going into a diner in his hometown of Louisville. And as he went in to sit down and order some pie or something, somebody came up to him and said, "You should get out of the country."
Right.
And then the diner runs around the diner in the diner says, they're coming for your Social Security, McConnell. He's the bad guy. So there was, I think, a conversation about this. Was it last week or the week before? In order to help make up for the $779 billion budget deficit, cut Social Security. At least it's on the table. So anyway, the big boost in military spending, tax cuts, that sort of thing. So this guy went right after him. Can any of these people go to get a regular meal and a luncheonette or a diner or regular restaurant? Especially in Washington. Look at all the people who have been attacked in Washington.
Not after what's-her-face in California. What's her name?
Pelosi.
The California congresswoman who said, don't let them, if you see them in a restaurant, if you see them in a store, chase them out.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, I think it depends where you go to eat. Like with everybody else, you go to pick your restaurant, you know.
He just went into a diner.
Pick your restaurant.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's getting...
I think everybody needs to be... I'm not going to say what everybody needs to be. I think everybody needs to consider civility.
One of these guys chased him out the door. He had a box of leftovers, and somebody chased him out the door, grabbed the leftovers, and threw them on the sidewalk.
Somebody else yelled,
Mitch,
I don't think you should throw people's leftovers on the floor. I think that's rude. I do think there is a question of people exercising their right to free speech, and I do think that when we have a tenor in this country of rudeness in politics, which is what we have now, you're going to see this. But I don't think that people should snatch things from other people and throw them around, and that must not become normalized. This is not good.
Isn't it funny, though, Victoria, that we have the tenor of rudeness in politics, yet the people who can't stand the tenor of rudeness in politics answer it with rudeness?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because this is apparently the only way that people feel they can get heard. And this is what is crazy, because this is not going to work long term. It is not going to work long term. And there's a very big reason for that, because women in particular will not stand it.
Yeah. Speaking of women, next person in the news is Amy Schumer, who is pregnant.
Speaking of rude women.
Yeah.
Funny.
Creatively sharing the news that she's expecting her first child with her husband. The fellow's name is Chris Fisher, I believe. Yeah, he's a chef. She had Jessica Yellen, former CNN chief White House correspondent and founder of News Not Noise, announce the news in an Instagram story. I don't know. You probably know this lady, Jessica Yellen. I don't know her. What's her scoop, just as an aside? I mean, we've got the important info is Amy Schumer is pregnant. Okay.
Well, I think that she's the founder of this place, News Not Noise, that reports on news, and I think Amy Schumer has been a big supporter of that. And so she basically has a whole list of people that she thinks people should vote for if they want to turn the House. Amy Schumer does. And Jessica Yellen is not that invested in it. But for some reason, I was trying to get this whole thing yesterday. I was like, I don't know why she went through this whole process. Basically, she listed a long list of people that everyone should vote for. And then at the end, she was like, by the way, I'm pregnant, Amy Schumer. Seems like a very weird way to announce your pregnancy, but... who knows? Celebrities do all kinds of weird things.
They put picture of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle out with her picture on the body of Meghan Markle.
I thought that part was a little bit funnier. They had a picture of them. Obviously, Meghan Markle just announced that she was pregnant. They superimposed their own faces over top of it. To me, that would just be a funny way to announce your pregnancy instead of doing it along with the political stuff. But I don't know. I guess if that's what you're really into.
Next up on the DJB program, a focus on teen driver safety. Richie, this is right up your wheelhouse. Your son about to get his license. We're going to talk about teen driver safety next on the DJV show.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report.
so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword nighttime.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifter with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJB Show. Do you know that this is Teen Driver Safety Week? A lot of stats on teen driving. The folks who are responsible for trying to keep drivers in check, if you will, young drivers, I don't think have been doing a particularly good job of it. Most of the accidents that I see, at least in my neck of the woods, involve teenagers, young drivers who don't know how to drive. I have become a big proponent, maybe because I grew up on the farm and I learned how to drive when I was 8 years old on a Ferguson tractor, and still actually have the tractor that I learned how to drive on. The idea of people, you know, the old days, the farm culture, people knew how to drive because they had to learn how to drive. Now, people, I drove into a parking lot where there was a driving school the other day, and the kid didn't know how to back up. And, hello, what are you teaching these kids? Joining us now is Michael Harley, who is the executive editor of Kelley Blue Book, a name that's synonymous with car value. Most people know about Kelley Blue Book, and his son Patrick. So, Michael, I'm going to guess you're going through all of this big time when your son's 19. So what was it like when you were trying to get him to learn how to do it the right way?
Yeah,
It's tough, and as you pointed out, teens are not very good drivers. And it's not that they're bad people. They don't want to be good drivers. They just don't have the experience. And, you know, you had a really good start starting off when you were 9 or 10 years old. It's wonderful because by the time you were 16 and driving motorized vehicles on public roads, you knew what you were doing. But teens, you know...
I got a secret for you, Michael. I was driving vehicles on public roads way before I was 16.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but crashes are the leading cause of death for teens between 15 and 18 years old. Half of all teens between 15 and 19 in crashes aren't even wearing seatbelts. And teen drivers between 16 and 17 years old are more than almost four times as likely to be involved in a deadly crash. And, you know, those are sobering statistics, especially when you look at how many new teens are getting on the road at, 15, 16 years old these days.
Patrick, what is it like to have conversations like this with your friends? Do your friends, when you learned how to drive, people that were your age going through driving school or whatever, did you have conversation about being safe drivers or just, hey, I'm going to get a hold of my license, man, so I can go out and have a good time with the chicks?
It's a little bit of both. I think my generation has grown up knowing... always wear a seatbelt, and that's the biggest thing. But I think the issue that we face is distracted driving and is making sure you're not on your phone. And I know I always get on my friend's back about using a phone while driving because that's such an issue. But I think that is where most of the problems come from. But, of course, there's also the other side of it where you're just excited to get on the road.
Mm-hmm. So last year, 2,820 teenagers died in motor vehicle crashes. And that stat is there's boldness in that. The people in the insurance companies, are they trying to shy away? I know that I remember even when I got my license, insurance went up a little bit. The insurance rates for teenage drivers up to, the age of 25 is really horrendous these days. Are they, Richie, have you investigated what it's going to cost you to have your son drive
I'm
your
scared,
car?
But I know my buddy who has twin 16-year-olds is... Aye. He's really taking it hard. I think he's paying another $1,000 to $1,200 a year.
So, Michael, what's being done this week, National Teen Driver Safety Week, to try to, in, I guess maybe whether you and your son had this conversation, to try to get youngsters to understand what danger there is involved in having this privilege?
Like you said, it's the conversation, and this is a conversation that just should not happen once every year on the third week of October. This should be a conversation that's happening, throughout the year, just based on, what's going on and what the adult's doing behind the wheel. But the cool thing also, what most people don't realize, a lot of automakers now are jumping in and offering these interesting technologies, innovative technologies, that actually help teens be safer. And you guys can't see, but behind me right now, I'm in front of a Ford Edge, and it's got something called MyKey. And MyKey is something that Ford's been offering for about 10 years. And it actually is a second key that the teen uses, and it, reminds them to put a seatbelt on. Actually turns off the volume of the radio. It's got a speed limiter. It blocks incoming texts, incoming calls, and it even gives them a low fuel warning. So these are technologies that automakers are putting on cars that don't require the parents to be in the car with the teen.
I'm all over this. My son is 14 and a half, and I'm starting to think about these days. And I'm seriously looking at a newer car with that kind of technology. And we're a Ford family, so that would fit.
That's
all right.
Choice.
Yeah, MyKey is the way to combat the driving habits that we're talking about or try to help people instill in them how to drive well. Good story. Very well focused. Michael, thank you for being here. Patrick, thank you. Michael and Patrick Harley here to talk about the MyKey aspects from Ford and just in general how to make sure your teenager is going to develop good driving habits.
Yeah. Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack Stockwell not among us today, so I thought it would be an appropriate time for us to catch up on some important food news, including the fact that 2.5 million pounds of ready-to-eat taquitos have been recalled because they're contaminated with salmonella and listeria. Wow, that's two-thirds of a hat trick, because the other salmonella, listeria, and E. coli are the big three. The recall includes meat and poultry taquitos produced between the 1st of July and October 10th by Ruiz Food Products. The affected products, 4.5-pound cases of go-go taquitos in beef taco and cheese taquitos, buffalo-style cooked glazed chicken taquitos, and chipotle chicken wrapped in a battered flour tortilla. It was shipped nationwide. Interesting, Chipotle puts its name on something they don't make, and now they're getting it up to you-know-what because of it. No confirmed reports of illnesses, but the Food Safety and Inspection Service says people ought to know that taquitos are bad business. If you have purchased them, do not throw them away. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. I love these people, these writers who say, throw them away. No! Don't throw them away. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, all the things you need life change tea for. All right, so that's the word. Don't eat these taquitos. that are commercially made. Make them on your own, I guess, as much as anything else. How do you make a taquito, Kara, anyway? What's a taquito? Is it like a...
I imagine you just take whatever you want, meat, vegetables, onions, and then you put it in like a wrap like you'd have for a quesadilla, but it's like it's crispy, it's fried, so you'd have to stick it in the oven afterwards. You should probably just not eat taquitos because they're not great for you, but they taste pretty
like
good.
Sounds like garbage food to me. Yeah. Speaking of the food department, I want to pass along something to you that has now sort of taken me by storm, and that is the superfoods from Texas Superfoods. Texas Superfood Complete, which is a capsule, nature's best 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of their perfection. That with their digestive enzymes and probiotics combo, this is really a fabulous way for you to get into organic fruits and vegetables without having to buy a whole bunch of them at Whole Foods. Texas Superfood Complete Organic delivers all the best because it's organic. Find ripened fruits and vegetables, enzymes that are powerful, probiotics. Get them together, take them together, and enjoy your best because you will be at your best because you're giving your body what it wants, what it craves, what it needs. I'm on it, man. I love it because there's no filler binder, no artificial flavors or colors in it. It's just straight fruit and vegetables, organic fruit and vegetables powdered, put together. These people have been doing this for 20 years. They know what they're doing. So take it from me. I love knowing that every time I have my Texas Superfood Complete Organic in the morning, I have my body is being treated to the best, if you will. You can do the same thing. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Look at their full line of quality nutritional products. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Get on the bandwagon. Order these puppies. Texas Superfood Complete at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. All right, other food items here. Nearly every major fast food burger joint in the country has received a failing grade in regard to their antibiotic policies. Annual Consumer Report published this week grilled the nation's top 25 fast food chains over their policies of buying beef raised with antibiotics. Also looked at how these policies are implemented and how transparent they are about their progress in reducing antibiotics in meat. Of the 25 restaurants tested, listen to this, 22 of them got burned. Restaurants that failed to cut the mustard include McDonald's, Sonic, Hardee's, and Five Guys. I'm surprised about Five Guys, frankly. Wendy's fared better. Shake Shack and BurgerFi were the only ones to get an A for serving antibiotic-free beef. Shake Shack is mostly a West Coast outfit. Find them in the malls, some of the upscale malls.
We've got them all over the East Coast now. They're all over the
East Coast. I've never seen them on the East Coast.
Yeah,
really?
They're delicious.
Yeah. Well, livestock being fed antibiotics has always been bad, man. It helps them to grow bigger and to resist germs, but it doesn't do the people that eat them any good. So know that as you're thinking about your choice for a hamburger. 59 after the hour, food news on the DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.